Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Bernstein and Harris.
Really excited for you and Marshall together.
Middays 10 till 2.
Love Marshall, love his work, man, so I'm excited for that pairing.
It was amazing. You know, nobody wants to be that guy that messes up or isn't doing their job. So that's the positive of it.
What were those film sessions like when people are getting called out this week?
I mean, it's not nothing like you need to. Nah, we all grown men. We don't want to be on that tape just as much as if you was a little kid on that tape and playing football. Like, you don't want to let your buddy down. So that's all it was.
I know that's DJ Moore after the game talking about what the Bears were able to do. And it's a weird place when you're talking about a team having a balanced offensive attack when it's only three touchdowns that were scored in the NFL and 133 yards and 131. But it's even. And I think after the last three games before that, that's progress given what we've seen. I'm trying to figure out how much of what they're calling is based on, again, the lack of being able to block on the line, and how much of it is just, is it shades of Matt Nagy play collector?
I don't
where
think
they're trying
so.
To just have interesting formations and try to figure out still what's working or like something you want to do because you'd practiced it. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I think that's why they said the things they said coming out of the Indianapolis loss, about designing things that not just because they look good against an opponent, but designing things that we are good at and we want to run because we're confident in the play.
AKA having an identity.
Yes.
But make no mistake, speed option on fourth and goal was the strangest and worst decision I've seen made in a while.
They're trying to catch him off guard.
And nobody was caught off guard.
Well, it's hard to catch anyone off guard when everyone's tripping over each other.
So do you think it's an overcompensation that they then go to God's play and bring in the mini fridge?
Yes, but that's okay because it works.
No,
because in football, everyone should be able to get a yard.
Amen. And not just that, but like, when did heavy go out of style? Like, that's what I don't understand.
Well, we have offensive innovators, we'll call them, who believe they can redesign said wheel. Not knowing that, they know.
Well, that's her Nagy reference, I think, right?
Yeah, Nagy just really loved a lot of different plays. And let's face it, took a lot of them to the offensive coordinators did from other teams until Bill Lazor kind of settled it down. But I feel like you can run your quad formation all you want, but when nobody's fooled, then you have to go back to the basics. What I didn't understand was They ran the ball up the middle pretty effectively in the preseason against, you know.
Yes, they did.
And then they just kind of went away from it. And I don't know if they schemed against it, like opponents schemed against it, and then they had no choice, or if it was something that they chose to go away from. That's the part that I don't understand. But here's my issue, is so much of this is based on whether or not the line can block. And that's really why I'm obsessed with this.
Hey, Layla, can the line block?
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure that out, guys. But here's my thing is, if you need extra personnel, then just have the flipping extra personnel.
And they have the bodies to do it. They have Gerald Everett was brought here for a reason. Mercedes Lewis is back, not just as a voice, but someone who can capably, competently block.
He got the game ball on Sunday.
That tells you a lot, doesn't it?
When you talk about play collection, though, I thought this is another thing that Biggs did a pretty good job of. And I always say, never miss a mailbag. There's always stuff in mailbags, and beat writers always love to choose questions they want to address. And the Bears' actual air yardage attempts is okay. The air yardage of completions is not. And that's where it feels side to side because that's where they've had more successes. But the attempts are there. They just have not hit.
Man, they've been doing too much tight end in the flat. Like, the reason we're talking about Gerald Everett right now is tight end in the flat. And that was a primary read in the preseason. And I'm like, okay, cute, preseason. But, like, some of this you just didn't want to bring to the regular season because that meant your options were limited. Like, what are you doing in the layers of the defense, right? Like, what are you doing at the linebacker layer? What are you doing at the safety layer? So that's what concerns me about this. Like, fine, get the win, make it ugly, like, do what you need to do to get right. But how many times are you going to do this? This is the part of the schedule that we knew. If they wanted to be anywhere near a playoff team, they were going to have to win and win significantly and make some hay. That Colts game should have been a W if you were planning on them being a playoff team. And I think that's still not an unrealistic request. But, man, if Jaden Daniels didn't put the league on notice the last 2 weeks, dude, like, I'm questioning, like, a lot of stuff. Because suddenly Cliff Kingsbury looks smart again, and Sutton Jane Daniels is out there, and Terry McLaurin is putting everybody on notice as well. Like, I don't want to play that comparison game.
But it's
yet,
early,
and I
right?
Don't think
you just
it's
did,
necessary.
Though.
Yeah.
You just did.
We talked about this yesterday a little bit.
I'm watching football.
Yeah, you
I'm allowed to discuss it.
It's natural.
But I'm not trying to judge Caleb Williams based on any of this. I want to be fair to him.
I also think that the way that they're indoctrinating Caleb Williams and what they're putting on his plate is so much more advanced. He is in large part almost like they say. You have that first kid and you dote over the first kid and the second kid raises itself. He's being treated kind of like the second kid, where they're trusting him with everything and they put him in charge. The moment his name was said by Roger Goodell, he was in charge.
Yeah, is that good though? You have coaches for a reason.
I don't think it's good. I think that it's good that they're trying to develop him in the way they are and trying to get him up to speed as quickly as possible. The opposite version of that is, hey, we're going to tailor everything to you and cater to you and spoon feed you.
That's what Jaden Daniels has, where it's your college offense with the college terminology. Everything is exactly as you ran it last year.
So how much of that, though, is coaches understanding, specifically his coach, Jaden Daniels, hey, we got to win as many games as possible, make you look as good as possible because our jobs are always on the line, even when they shouldn't be on the line.
Guys, I'm so tired of people talking themselves into mental flipping gymnastics. What are you doing here? The job is to get points and yards.
Yeah. No,
like, I don't care what the hell kind of offense you're running. It works. What are the highlights you see? You see Jaden Daniels throwing a bomb. You know, that's what you see. Like, what? Like, oh, the offense isn't as complicated. Who cares? Who cares if the offense is complicated or not?
But Layla, here's why it matters. Because when you talk about doing it to fit the quarterback as quickly as possible, get as many points as you can in the short term, yes. But leagues, the teams in the league, they adjust. And now you're limiting, in a way, that quarterback from reaching his full growth development ceiling. So it's a balance, I think. Some quarterbacks can and some quarterbacks cannot. And we won't ever know if Jaden Daniels can or cannot because they tailored everything to him. Now with Caleb Williams, we're finding out what he can do, the growing pains that come with that. But also, if you don't have a running game to go with your rookie quarterback trying to get him to do everything, you're not putting him in a position to succeed as, say, the Commanders are with Jaden Daniels.
But nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
My point is, this is the same thing that was said about C.J. Stroud in the Texans' offense last year. You're trying to build a base for an individual. There's a 101, there's a 201, you can go up to 1201 if you're the Chiefs, sure. But why don't you start out with what's exceeding and let them understand how the game unfolds in front of them? Like, I don't mind that at all. You change when you need to change. That's the mark of coaching. That's the mark of a successful team.
Adjustments that aren't too late. If you're going to fail,
but if you're changing just for the sake of change when what is successful is working,
I'm not with
that. That is a fallacy.
I am definitely not with
that. This was the whole argument against the Texans last year. Oh, well, they only, you know, they just tailored their scheme to their talent. What? That's literally the goal.
That's the job.
That is literally the goal.
And you know what? You're right. Too many coaches don't tailor the talent. They think they're so smart that we can make guys do things that really, the goal of the coach is to put the players in a position to succeed, the best position to succeed. Therefore, raising your chances of success every Sunday in winning games. Because if you're not stacking up the wins, you're stacking up the losses. And that's how you get yourself fired.
Yeah.
I also think they may understand that the goal wasn't to get Caleb Williams' floor as high as possible, as quickly as possible.
Yes.
I think the goal is to develop him at a rate that keeps every bit of the ceiling of greatness in play.
Yeah, you just can't lose games when that's going on.
Agreed.
And you
agreed.
Can't.
Agreed. And to me, the issue is pre-snap penalties in that regard. What's killing him, it isn't just the line. Pre-snap penalties are killing them. I think they're, what are they, second in the league in that?
And are we still talking about a cadence issue, by the way?
Yes.
Like,
yes, we are.
The Bears tried to tell us the first week of the season, oh, the cadence problem. What, second week of the preseason? They're like, oh, the cadence problem's been fixed. Yeah, I can tell people I'm 5'10 and blonde. You know, you just have to actually see what's in front of you in order to believe it or not.
To be fair, my vision isn't as good as it has been in the past. So if you told me that, I might believe it.
I am 5'3 and brunette. But the point is, like, again, just because you tell us something is fixed doesn't mean it necessarily is. Like, that's my, it's, after sitting with a lot of this and just observing, to me, like, I'm not, Caleb Williams is doing what he's supposed to be doing, but I just, I wish he was in a better spot.
You wish Caleb Williams was in a better
like
spot?
Not with the Bears.
No, I'm just saying.
Or do you mean like had time to drop back and pass and survey the field?
Correct.
Yeah. It's interesting because we have Mark Sanchez coming up at 1 o'clock. The stuff he was talking about with what Caleb is able to do in limited time and obviously limited space as that pocket is collapsing around him has been impressive to him. So I can't wait to talk to him about that specifically. But we had two kind of countering points yesterday. So on our show, we have Tim Jenkins, who's explaining that they're running the college-style stuff for Jaden Williams and tailoring. Jaden Daniels and tailoring things to him. And Kurt Warner comes on the afternoon show, and he's like, well, what Jaden Daniels is doing is more complicated than what Caleb Williams is being asked.
Yeah, I found Kurt Warner's been a really interesting voice in some of this stuff. He is not afraid to swim upstream a little bit. And I know he's...
I love that.
Absolutely has the courage of his convictions when it comes to this, rather than joining in any groupthink. So
he's been fabulous.
Yeah, I think it's been terrific for the listener to be able to have the number of people talking quarterbacking now. And obviously, Tim Jenkins has certainly a different resume and looks at the game much more from a coaching perspective. And you're talking about a Hall of Famer in Kurt Warner. But it's an open item to me. Like, there's no conclusions to any of this yet. We're still so early in it.
Can you say it one more time? Say it slow for everybody.
We're still so early. There are no conclusions yet. Particularly,
you know what we're not early to?
The break?
Bingo.
Well, we've never been early to that.
No,
I will say that.
Oh, and somebody on Twitter once said I never gave my Waffle House order.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Depending on how hungry I am, usually T-bone steak and eggs, medium rare, eggs over medium, scattered, smothered, covered, double plate, white toast.
This is the part where I say, I don't eat eggs. I just want to...
Okay, but here's what's critical. This is when I do this kind of thing at home. What you do is I eat the salt and pepper everything, A1 on the steak. I eat the egg whites. I then throw the unburst egg yolks into the scattered, smothered, covered hash browns, mash all of that up so all the runny egg yolk gets into that. Then I start in on the steak and on the awesomeness of whatever you want to call the egg hash brown mixture.
Just to wrap it up, I'm a big believer basically in offense and do simple better. Then we can talk about fun stuff, but just do simple better. Like, I'm going to ground you. You don't get to do your bunch formation with somebody going to, and where's the motion, by the way?
Well, we don't need motion.
Where's pre-snap motion?
We're having
in this
fun
house
without motion.
No.
Maybe Caleb doesn't need that information. I don't know, because usually pre-snap motion is for the quarterback.
We had pre-snap motion like in the
it was
preseason's different.
This segment's brought to you by almostfreeteeth.com. Save on dental implants today. Mike Florio coming up at the top of the hour, but we are not done talking about this Bears team. Got more next. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.